It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here in the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson, filling in for Veronica Rickert. Coming up later in the program, we'll be celebrating National One-Hit Wonder Day by talking about some of our favorites from past decades.
First, we talked to State Representative Dean Knutson on the show last week about two police transparency bills he's proposing. One bill would require departments to develop written policies on the use of no-knock raids. Another would mandate the departments collect data on their use of SWAT teams.
Representative Knutson says these proposals would help the public understand how their local law enforcement agencies are operating, but some law enforcement officials have expressed skepticism over what these bills would do.
Jim Palmer joins us now. He's the executive director of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association. Jim, welcome back to the show.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
Let's start with no-knock searches, Jim. That's the target of this first bill. First, can you give us a sense of how common this practice is and when it gets used by law enforcement officials?
Well, these are very highly scrutinized instances, and they're not used, I think, as much as some people suspect because they are so highly scrutinized. But first, just to take a half step back, it's important to note that you know our organization, the WPPA, is the state's largest law enforcement group. We fully support transparency in law enforcement and in adding additional transparency in law enforcement. I think that's an important place for me to start. With respect to the no-knock search warrants, these are not used as much as people believe, although there is no, statewide reporting of that. But in talking with officers around the state, these really aren't used that often because they're so highly scrutinized. And they are really evaluated by judges on a case-by-case basis, and they are extraordinarily fact-specific. And, you know, the judicial system, over the course of 20 years or better, have really struggled to come up with an established and uniform set of guidelines, and that's really been a challenge for law enforcement across the country. And what this bill essentially is asking law enforcement to do is that which the courts have been unable to do in two decades. And we think that because these situations are so fact-specific, that it really is going to undermine the public understanding of when these no-knock search warrants are utilized. And in that way, I think that the legislation really is undermined by its intent.
Representative Knutson said, hey, some departments have written policies, which is all they're asking for. They have their own written policies on no-knock police raids. So what would be the problem in requiring other departments to follow suit and still be able to craft their own policies, not one size fits all?
Absolutely. Well, you know, the author of the bill is misinformed. Because while there are agencies that have policies that may have the words no-knock search warrant in them, they basically specifically provide that those are determinations that are made by a judge. And so this notion that there are agencies throughout the state that already have them, anyone can, I'm sure, find them, and they will find little clarification and gain a little understanding as to the specific criterion that are considered when these delicate cases and decisions have to be made. Just to give you one example, some courts across the country have said that when an officer makes or officers make an entry such as this, that once they enter a premises, that waiting 3 to 5 seconds before they announce is not enough time. On the other hand, other courts have said that waiting 15 to 20 seconds is okay. So within that range of 5 to 15 seconds, you have a broad spectrum of what is acceptable under the law, and it really is very fact-specific. It depends on how the subjects inside a residence react. It depends on what law enforcement officers know at the time that they request a no-knock search warrant. And so it really is hard for any agency, again, to promulgate a policy that, that answers a lot of the questions that the courts it has frankly been unable to answer for law enforcement for about 20 years now.
Well, do you think if we knew every time a no-knock entry was used and there was some way to collect that data statewide from every department, we might get the information we need to say, okay, here's where it works, here's maybe where it needs tweaking, and then come up with a policy?
Well, you know, we don't have any problem with general reporting on how often they are used. That is not, really the problem. The problem is, asking agencies, as this bill does, to come up with a set of guidelines that would somehow improve and clarify the general public's understanding of the, you know, the myriad of legal considerations and fact-specific considerations that currently a judge has to evaluate. I mean, really, in a lot of ways, that portion of the bill really appears to micromanage law enforcement and be an attempt to supplant the judgment of local elected judges. And we're not sure that's an appropriate public policy.
Talking to Jim Palmer from the Wisconsin Professional Police Association about legislation from Republican Assembly Representative Dean Knutson, some new requirements on local police departments. We've been talking so far about no-knock raids. Jim, let's turn to the SWAT team legislation, reporting when and how SWAT teams are deployed in police situations. Tell us a little more about that proposal.
Absolutely. Well, that legislation would require every municipality in the state that has a police agency with a SWAT team to report annually to the Department of Justice on how often they're used. And I'll stop there because it's important to know that our organization, we're not opposed to that. You know, we think that there would be a benefit in reporting that information and the public having that made available to them. Where it's the second half of the bill that creates some concerns for us, in that it also requires reporting of the outcomes of those SWAT team deployments. And our concern with that is, you know, if a law enforcement agency reports how often its SWAT team is used, and they're also reporting, let's say, just as one example, the number of arrests, you know, if the two aren't equal, we're concerned that there will be, you know, quite a few people that will unreasonably draw the conclusion that those SWAT deployments were inappropriate or weren't called for. And, you know, we think that anything that goes, any kind of dialogue or discourse that goes down that road neglects the fact that law enforcement agencies don't have the benefit of hindsight. And they make these decisions to use SWAT teams, which have been extraordinarily beneficial not only to keeping the public safe, but officers safe. These decisions to deploy those teams are really made, you know, based on the best information that they have at the time. So there's only one state in the nation currently that has a law like this, and it's Utah. And I think, again, while general reporting of SWAT team deployments isn't an issue, some of the ancillary information that this bill also requires, we think, again, would lead to greater confusion. And it distorts the reality of the law enforcement profession.
But, Jim, I mean, one possibility, if, as you say, those numbers don't match up, the raids and the arrests or the findings of weapons or drugs or that sort of thing, one possible explanation might be that, hey, maybe we don't need to use SWAT teams as much, and we don't know at all if we don't collect this information.
Well, I think, you know, that, again, you get into a problem based on, you know, first of all, to take half a step back, any municipality with a SWAT team today can already require this information. And nothing prevents them from being able to do that. And the fact that they don't, I think, indicates that maybe this isn't as big a concern on a statewide basis as some would seem to suggest. But again, I think we just need to be very, considerate of the fact that law enforcement officers deploy these SWAT teams based upon the best information that they have, and that the outcomes should not evaluate evaluative in terms of whether or not they were necessary in the first place.
Jim, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me on.
That's Jim Palmer, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association. Joined us to talk about concerns over two legislative proposals aimed at law enforcement agencies and reporting in the state.